not the least of which, though, is a much-anticipated series right in our own backyard with the first-place Mets. And, boys, are going to be rocking and rolling at the Battery. And joining us, our good friend and world champion, Brian Snitker, right here on the Steakhouse. Good morning, my friend. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Really good, Brian. It's so nice of you to join us, and I really, really appreciate it. I was wondering, do you get nervous on an eve like now we got Mets for four? Do you get any sort of nerves in your tummy?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of look forward to it, really. I mean, you know, if we want to get to where we want to go, we got to beat these guys. So the only way to do that's to play in. So, you know, we had a rough weekend a couple of weeks ago in New York, and hopefully we can come out and have a really good start to this week.
I think your history in baseball is such a great compliment to why the ups and downs, right? You don't get nervous for this series.
Yeah.
You don't freak out over losing streaks. You knew you had a rough five games there. Is that just something you understand how long the season is? And especially with the Braves, there have been so many moments where it looks like this team is down, and you've watched these guys step up the way they did this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you just never know. I mean, it's, because it is. It's such a long season. You know, we want to go out and we want to take the series here coming up. But, you know, there's a lot of games to play. A lot can happen. A lot of really good stuff can happen. So, you know, you just really can't get like that. I mean, we have to, you know, we got a big game ahead of it. You know what, though? This time of year, the series and the games are all big. It doesn't matter who you're playing. They're like, you know, must do things. And it's kind of why you like putting yourself and you want to be in this situation this time of year.
Yeah. Even the Marlins are struggling big time, but the reality is the way the Phillies and Mets were going, you really couldn't afford to lose any of the games down there. And the doubleheader is a great example. You win both of those also, but every game matters when you're in August and you're chasing the team in front, even though the atmosphere, it's safe to say, wasn't quite the same as it's going to be tonight, what you just had for 4 days in Miami.
No, I know. And then, you know what? They're all hard games to win. I mean, we kind of got on the roll last year on a 9-game road trip where we won 9 in a row against teams we should have beat. That's really hard to do. It's really hard to beat team or win games you're supposed to win. And this was, you're right, it was a big series in Miami. We had some young guys that came in and really helped out immensely. But, you know, they're all important right now. None's any more important than the next, I don't feel.
Do you think that more than any manager, you have had the opportunity, when I think of Michael Harris and you think about Grissom the other night, you think about Ronald and Ozzy and Soroka and some super, super young guys that since you've been manager have really had moments. I don't know that a lot of guys have seen as many young guys contribute at the level. Do you feel like that's kind of unique to your run as Braves manager?
Yeah. I mean, it's been unbelievable, the young guys that have come up. You know, it's when I was a minor league manager and sending up these young guys that did the same thing. I mean, you know, the McCanns and Frank Coors, Kelly Johnson, Ryan Longer, all those, you know, the young guys like that, that just kind of always had a penchant for coming in and helping this team. And these guys are, you know, I think they grow up in this culture here and they're in spring training with us and they see how successful we've been. And I think they're excited when they get here, and a credit to our scouting, yep, player development, and especially the players, the young players are how they're handling this whole thing. And the guys that we brought, and, you know, like Grissom, Michael Harris, Spencer Strider, the three the starters that we used this weekend in Miami that really helped out immensely. It's been something else over my tenure here, that's for sure.
There's some coaching going on with a kid like Grissom. He comes from Double-A where he had 50 at-bats. And yesterday you see that at-bat, you know, in the final inning or just in general.
The 11-pitch walk was one of those crucial moments.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Well, I mean, his last two at-bats, we were talking, the last two at-bats, the walks he drew off really tough rides, it was just something else. I mean, that was more impressive than the hits. I mean, just the pitches he laid off of, and like you said, in the 10-pitch at bat, it was something else just to see the maturity and the confidence that young guy had in those at bats.
Brian Snitker with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Steakhouse, getting ready for a huge 4-game set and then 3 with the Astros. So a huge week of baseball here in Atlanta.
Brian, can we get an update on some injuries? And I want to start with, reading Max Fried and the light is giving him a headache. What is the latest with him?
Well, he's getting a lot better. I mean, we're expecting him to pitch at the end of the week. So things are going in the right direction with Max. He had a really good bullpen the other day in Miami. Felt great. And we think by the end of the week, he should be really good to go.
And Soroka, we hear, is going tomorrow night in Rome.
Yep, he's going to start his rehab, which is a good thing. I mean, that's, you know, we've been waiting for him to get out. And then, you know, he's progressed to that point. So, you know, once we get him on a, you know, on a rehab like that, then, you know, then you get a better handle on where everything is.
Travis d'Arnaud.
He'll be in there tonight.
Oh, great.
So
great.
It was good that we didn't have to DL him. He progressed. He, the last 2 days, he's ran the bases, did baseball stuff. And, I look back on both the plays. He had two plays at the plate in that night in New York, and I think we dodged a bullet on both of them. So we should get him back going today.
Okay, and my last one is Ozzy, sweet Ozzy. My goodness.
Yeah. You know, Ozzy is making progress. I mean, he's starting to amp up his workouts. He's jogging a little bit. He's hitting. So, you know, things are getting better. It's just a natural progression with there, but you know, he's healing and doing everything, hadn't had any setbacks, and everything's going great in his rehab.
Ron will be in the lineup tonight.
Yep. He'll be back. You know, it was just sore. You know what? He actually played a lot more in the field than we anticipated going in there. We didn't know if he played one game because of the turf. He kept feeling good, kept wanting to play. Yesterday, you know, he was around, he was available and felt better. So he'll be fine.
Finishing up with the manager of the Braves, Brian Snitker, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you'll indulge me for a second, because I hadn't had a chance to talk to you, and it's been a bit. Is there anything tangible when you are a world champion and a manager, when you win a World Series, that whether it's on the road and the reaction or how recognized you are or what it's like, but is there something different once you win a World Series about your day-to-day?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you are. I mean, the fans are awful excited, and you do get recognized more. And you know what? Everything that happens, and it's all for a really great reason. And I, you know what? I'm still pinching myself every day that, you know, I'm sitting in my office now looking at things. And you know, it's just, it's still surreal to me that what we accomplished last year. And I think that's the big thing now. The guys are hungry to get in the door and give ourselves a chance to do it again.
Well, it also speaks to, like you said, why you have, patience, is that when you get on the run at the right time and guys start clicking, and it all happened with the bullpen, the starters, everybody, then you understand, as good as the Dodgers, what are they, 100 games over 500, as good as the Mets have been of late, and you know, the Padres are loading up, I think, you know, looking at in that clubhouse, you guys have already done it with a lot of the guys. You could argue even deeper going into the postseason, hopefully this year.
Well, like I told the guys in February, I said, you know what? We played a really battle-tested team last year in the World Series in the Astros. And I said, you know what, boys? I said, you guys are that team now. These guys have been through a lot at a young age. They've been through the high-pressure games. They've been to game sevens, games fives, the whole thing. I mean, they're the battle-tested group now. And there's, you know, I was talking to one of the players early in the year when I think we were playing the Mets and the place was packed and it was rocking. And I said, man, this is like the playoffs. And he got, the player looked at me and said, I know, isn't this great? You know, they love that now.
Yeah, it's what you play for. Like this week.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That building this week, you've talked about it all year, Brian, that the crowds – at Truist, and the energy around the Battery. I mean, there is, I'll tell you that, when you're a world champion and you have games like this, you certainly can feel it in that building.
No, I know. And that's what keeps these guys going. I mean, the energy in that building, I mean, it's amazing how the fans come out and they have no idea what they do to those guys and how, you know, it's like you might got bumps and bruises and a little tired and it all goes away when you're in that environment. And it's fun. You know what I mean? It's you love this. This is why we've worked so hard over the years to be in this position where these games are big right now and they mean something. And that's what it's all about. And you know what? You go out and you lay it on the line and give it everything you got today. And if it doesn't work out, then you go do the same thing again tomorrow.
Before we let you go, Brian Snitker with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You talked about you had a 11-game road trip. Boston, New York, Boston, Miami, three pretty good food towns. You talk about a couple of days off. So give us, are you a guy that enjoys the high-end steakhouse or the day off in Boston or going out, you know, if given the opportunity in some of these towns? You had an off day in Miami as well.
Boston's a great place for a day off. It's a great walking city. I took all the coaches and the staff. We went to a North End to a place called Limoncello. Italian was unbelievable. You know, and then the off day in Miami, you know what? I met a former player, Martin Prado, at a place he had over there by the University of Miami, another Italian joint that was fabulous too. So we took really good advantage of those evenings and relaxing and having a really nice meal.
Yeah, those are two very strong food towns. If you need any help with that, you know, Sandra and I are always there for you, too. So just text Sandy. We got plenty of places. Hey, it's going to be fun this week. We always appreciate your graciousness and the energy around you and the team. And it should be, I think, very different from what it looked like, I don't know, about 8 days ago when we were leaving New York.
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, we're in a good shape right now. And guys are anxious to get out there and get after it.
All right, going to be fun. Four
Thanks,
straight
man.
With the Mets, three with the Astros. That's Brian Snitker. Thanks so much for being with us. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you all so much.
All right, there he is.